producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Working toward making this Friday a great day. It's Friday, the 25th of September. And if you do nothing else this weekend, Jennifer Horn,
Supermoon,
you'll look to the sky.
Yeah.
Look in the northwest quadrant, or wherever it is. Look up in the sky, the bird is a plane, it's the moon, which may hit your eye like a big pizza pie. This is a very good time for love. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. This is a good time. It's not a good time to ask somebody to marry you, but it's a good time for you.
Really?
Not the right one to ask that question. But at any rate, it'll be a good weekend for cuddling. For having not, it's not a fling weekend.
That to be true, or are you just saying that because you're?
No, I know what the astrologers are saying about this weekend. I have spent time. You and I, we had the conversation a little, just a bit yesterday. I think the day before, about really what's going on here and how, in a way, the Pope's visit. Is, although this is anathema to religionists, putting what they call the occult, because astrology is occultism, according to some, with the religion. But I think the Pope Francis tour of big cities, Washington, New York, Philadelphia, and the way he has brought people together on behalf of all kinds of neglected issues, this is... Not only a faith effort, but it's a reality check. And I think the fact that he came at the time he did was very good timing, whether he knew it or he didn't. Wouldn't it be interesting to know if the Pope had an astrologer? Wouldn't that be cool?
That'd be interesting.
And he checked with the astrologer before he came to America.
It's hard to imagine, but it'd be interesting.
Well, it is hard to imagine, but you know what? Stranger things have happened. Stranger things in the sense, the fact that this man is as good as he is at what he does, and that is being a leader. He's a leader. The world needs him and his leadership. And I do not believe that his schedule to come to the United States was an accident. Timing was great. Good time for us all to be thinking about their great possibilities as we get into the fall of 2015. You look at what's going on in your life individually, what's going on in the world, putting aside, if you drive a Volkswagen, what you're thinking about that, putting aside the Chinese president's visit to the White House and wondering whether everybody who had a device while the president was there was getting hacked. Who put the bob in the bob-she-bob-she-bob? So, there are our list at DougStephan.com of the top 10 topics, Jennifer, of the week. I will ask you and Ken Kessler, who's here, and Kenny, you can follow up if you want by telling us what we've gotten most input on this week regarding Facebook.com and Twitter. At Good Day Show. So the top 10 items are the Trump candidacy in the presidential race, the Pope's visit, the immigration situation here in our country and in Europe, the situation in the Middle East, the VW hoopla, that's really what it is, the possibilities of a government shutdown. The whole list is there at DougStephan.com. So, Jen, which do you think pushes most of your buttons?
This week, it's got to be more of the presidency stuff, the election stuff, and the Pope, probably.
Yeah. Okay, so those two, I think I'd probably agree. I would put the Pope and his visit ahead
of the presidential
race, Frank. That would be my own sponge on it. What about you, Kenny?
I would say the Pope, and I would say the drug price controversy has the biggest chance of affecting me.
Mm-hmm. All right? And that's what we're looking for. See, that's the idea. Thank you for underscoring it that way. What we're looking for is for you to tell you which is most important to you. Which of these items affected you more than anything else? And I think in terms of inspiration, I find the Pope's visit to be far and away more interesting to discuss, more interesting to get involved in, the ramifications of it, and you know, it's been a highlight of this conversational program every day this week. And then the drug price thing, yeah, that doesn't affect me, but I can hear that it affects you, and it'll hurt a lot of other people if it stands. And the increase is going to stand, but the fact that it went up as much as it did and then came back down again, it still is going to be it'll affect a lot of people. So that's perceptive on your part. So what are the people who have been commenting on our social media think is number one? What do you
that? Most of the comments have been about the presidential race.
They have been. And how much of that focused on Donald Trump?
About half, I'd say.
Right. So there are people who are saying about the campaign and about Donald Trump. Here's the leaderboard, by the way. Trump's in first. Fiorina's in second. Rubio's third. Carson is fourth. That seems to be the way the polls are shaping up. There's a poll in New Hampshire, which is the first stop on the tour. And of the group, only one person holds elected office now.
Mm-hmm.
Marco Rubio.
It's almost like that's the disqualifier.
Yeah, well,
it used to be that would be the way to get in. But
it ought to be
like,
the disqualifier because there are a bunch of boobs. I think Mario Rubio is a boob. There's nothing about him that appeals to me. Not anything. Is there something that I find appealing in Carson? Yes. Is there something I find appealing in Fiorina? Yes. Is there something I find appealing in Trump? Yep. But there are people who are now worried, worried isn't maybe the right word, but concerned or at least thinking that Trump is too thin-skinned to make it, and they use as the stick what he said about Fox this week. And he always is, he seems to be good at attacking people, but when he's attacked, he doesn't like it. He sort of folds.
It's interesting, though. He will attack people after they attack him, but he just attacks a lot harder, so it seems like he started it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Have you noticed that?
Nah. You started it. You're a big bully. I don't like you anymore. Remember that? It's sort of childish. Frankly, I find it to be childish. Anybody else see it that way?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. He picked this. He has this fight with Fox going on.
Yeah.
He's threatening legal action against some group in Iowa that are running political ads attacking him.
Yeah.
He's going to be exhausted if he tries to keep this up.
Right.
Because it's politics.
Right.
He does look exhausted. But you know what? The stuff that he says, for me, is more important than this. And I've actually written off the fact that he does this kind of stuff
mm-hmm.
as, you know, just because what he says he will do, and I actually believe him, outweighs that to me.
Well,
but, you know, I mean, there's no guarantee. It's early to get this tired
right.
and to get this full of muck already. It's very early because you don't have your first election until February when Iowa caucuses. So you kind of have to bide your time a little bit. Now, that being said, everybody's still picking Trump. His bubble still hasn't burst yet. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
All right. So there's how we feel. How do you feel? 888-302-3684. Email to Jen Effer. Or Ken, or Doug at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Today, Twitter at Today Show. So that's how the week stacks up in terms of news talk conversation. It doesn't mean necessarily that's where we've been all week long. But I also think, excuse me, as an aside, maybe the looming possibility of a government shutdown, which now seems to have been averted anyway, because there's that bill, that stopgap spending bill.
Anybody who thought that the government shutdown is not going to happen again.
No. Well, Republicans need to get their butts in order and stop this foolishness with Planned Parenthood and work on something that really is effective and affects most people. It doesn't.
I think that they need to. Here's the deal in my mind, because I think that they should. should be working on Planned Parenthood, because there's a huge part of the country that doesn't believe that this type of...
There's also a huge part of the country, women who are of your stripes, that is, who have the same political point of view as you do, who don't approve of this at all.
There are a lot of people... Look, I don't disapprove of Planned Parenthood. I disapprove of the government giving them money.
Okay.
Planned Parenthood can be alive and well and fine if as long as they're getting their public their money from somewhere else. And I think people that have the same political standing as I do agree with that. I don't think the government needs to fund this stuff. But that being said, the Republicans need to take a stand, because this is an issue that's important to their base. But what gets me, and I would be a hypocrite if I didn't hold the Republicans to the same thing that I hold the Democrats to, is that I'm sick of them tying bills together to force people's hand. That's what the Democrats did all the time. This is a huge page out out of the Harry Reid book, you know.
Well, before that, it's been tried by both sides and it's been done.
I'm sick of it.
Over
so
and over again.
Separate everything, vote on it for what it's worth, and try to convince people of your case instead of trying to tie long trains of legislation together.
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Thank you, Jen. 18 after the hour.
Fall is here, and a great way to get into the spirit is with a fresh coat of paint on your favorite room. It's easy and affordable. To help get you started, our friends at Sherwin-Williams can provide expert advice, from the latest in paint trends to choosing the right color and simple cleanup tips. The Sherwin-Williams experts have you covered for painting success. Simply walk into one of their 4,000 stores and ask for a Sherwin-Williams professional, or go to SherwinWilliams.com. And don't forget to sign up for their Paint Perks benefits to save every day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
All right, so our poll yesterday at DougSteffen.com, the focus on fall and how you like the change in seasons. I'm thinking the change, Kenny, has come so fast. It just seems unbelievable how quickly we moved into fall, how quickly the summer went. I know we always say that, but woof. So, we asked you what your favorite thing about fall was as we get started this week. 23% of, no, 52% of you said the cooler weather. I'm guessing the people in Southern California had something to say about that. 23% said, I already miss summer. Let's see, 14% said football. Really? 6% fall produce. 3% children are back in school. 2% said baseball heading into the playoffs. What do you think? 21 after on Good Day.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Where'd that come from? 23
no commentary on that.
Yeah, yeah, well, listen, help yourself. Go ahead. Give it your best shot. Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Friday. So in this portion, this hour of the program, it's a wafting back to conversation that may mean something, have impact, ideas that you get from watching some of the daytime TV shows, and some of them are better than the daytime radio shows. But somebody sent me an email yesterday and said, well, why are you focusing on TV shows? Why don't you do something from Rush Limbaugh? And why don't you take something out of radio? Why don't you listen to Glenn Beck and get a piece of his program? Because there's plenty of opportunity for you to do that on your own, on whatever station you're listening to, whoever it is, Dave Ramsey, a lot of great people. But the TV things sometimes are a little bit more poignant and faster to the point. And so with Wendy Williams especially, I find her answers and the intriguing way she talks to the audience a very entertaining and sometimes enlightening way to deal with issues. Here she is answering an audience member's question from yesterday's program about being the last to know that her son just got engaged.
My son and his girlfriend have been together for 5 years, and just recently I found out through social media that he proposed to her. She put a ring on social media, so I had to call my son up and ask him, was this true? And he said, yes, he just haven't gotten around to telling my husband and I. So, should I take this proposal seriously?
This is a sign of the times, how people do things. They break up on social media, they get engaged on social media, and the only thing that we can do with our children is continue to talk to them so that they come to us first, but even that fails. So don't be caught up in your feelings about this. This is what everyone's doing these days, and it's not right, but welcome to
accept it. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, Mom.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Why is it, I was talking about Limbaugh a minute ago, he's been making fun of black people for years who ask the question. Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Why is that Ebonics? Why is it that does seem to be part of the black lexicon?
I think it's just lazy.
Yeah. Okay. Steve Harvey, next here, answering an audience member's question about being skeptical over a camera-shy boyfriend.
So I've been dating this guy for a couple of months. Everything's been going great. He treats me well. I just have one problem.
What's that?
Hates taking pictures with me. If I do get him to take one, he'll say something like, I don't want it on social media. Is this legit? Have you ever heard of this before? And should I really be concerned about him?
So let me get this right. Sometimes he will take the picture.
After a little bit of fussing, then, you know, he'll take the picture with me.
But he never wants it posted.
Posted on social media. And he says, oh, before my picture had been photoshopped. It's like,
yeah. So, Photoshop, photo crop, full of crap. What does your intuition tell you?
My intuition say I should have some concern. He might have something else going on out there.
Ta-da! Please, ta-da. Use your intuition. It works. Don't be afraid to use it.
Yeah, the inner voice is usually your best friend when it comes. You find that, Kenny? That when you're listening to yourself, you hear yourself and you think, yeah, that rings true, whatever it is. The issue. Yeah, you listen to yourself. All right, Conan O'Brien from the Late Night Show's monologue here focusing on that girl who broke through security to get to the Pope.
Yesterday at one of the Pope's appearances, a 5-year-old Mexican-American girl broke through security. Yeah, luckily she was tackled by 16 Republican presidential candidates.
Get out of here! Here's Stephen Colbert joking about the Pope's visit.
Pope Francis is in America. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? There is certain electricity in the air, and the nation's 70 million Catholics have the kind of excitement we usually don't have unless we're asking forgiveness for it afterwards.
And here's Seth Meyers on the same toot.
After Pope Francis became the first pontiff to address a joint session of Congress today, he went to meet with a group of homeless people. That's right. He spoke to some people who spend all their time begging for money, and then he met with the homeless.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Gara LaMarche of Democracy Alliance. Coming right up, was it smart counter-programming for Hillary Clinton to yuck it up with Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show?
Some statistics are surprising, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school, and fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Gara LaMarche. Those who know her say Hillary Clinton is very engaging, personable, and funny privately, but not publicly. How'd she do when she yucked it up with Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show?
She's done nothing but go down since she got in this race. And you know, the basic problem is not just the dishonesty over the emails where she can't admit really a host of things, including why she had this separate arrangement. It's also she's just not a very good politician. And every time she tries to tell a joke, it's so painful.
But the problem is that the campaign is telegraphing its intent to roll out a more human Hillary, and that really undercuts
Tuesday,
the whole.
Be funny.
Yeah, exactly. And so say, hey, this is what we're going to do. We know we have a vulnerability here. She's going to go on Jimmy Fallon. She's going to go on The Ellen Show and so on. And so whatever you accomplish there, it gets undermined. I think it's a different strategy. So it's hard to be successful with a strategy of saying, here, this week, we're going to show how much more human and funny somebody is.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Gara LaMarche of Democracy Alliance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's rewarding, refreshing, fun to be on the air with you. I say that because my pal Jennifer Horn is here. Kenny Kessler is here. I enjoy their company. I enjoy your company. I hope you enjoy our company as we work our way through some of the things that are going on in the world. A lot of people are concerned about what's going on in Mecca, that disaster that appeared to result from too many Muslim pilgrims jammed into a space too small to hold them. Remember the old song about... No, that's not the right one.
Definitely not.
All right. Crank this up, Kara.
Each morning I face the window and pray that our love can be.
It was too tempting. Sorry. The stampede at the Hajj in Mecca, disaster. 800 people so far, I think, have been trampled. 850 people, another 800 or so injured. This happens. I don't know why there's such a big deal being made about this year. If you don't know what goes on, the Muslim religion requires or requests, depending on how you read, is another interpretation of the Quran one way or another. But Muslim pilgrims come by the millions every year at this time to the Hajj, which is the big the spiritual sanctuary in Saudi Arabia. So there are plane loads. I told you yesterday, every single airline in the world is asked to charter planes to get to various parts of the Muslim world so people can get on planes and fly into Saudi Arabia and go into Mecca and worship at the Hajj. The problem is the Hajj is only about as big as the Taj Mahal, so you can't get more than, I mean, seriously, if you can get several thousand people actually into it, but they come by the millions and nobody orchestrates, okay, let's have 1,000 people here this hour and 2,000 the next hour and 4,000. No, everybody just piles into this area, and people are so crazed by being there because this is considered one of the most important events in the life of the true Muslim. You must worship in Mecca. And that's why when they pray wherever they are in the world to Mecca, right? When you're in the West, you pray to the East. When you're in the East, you pray to the West.
Yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera. That's that because of Mecca being supposedly the seat of the Muslim religion. So all these people come in there, and it's only a 2 or 3 day event, if I remember correct, maybe 4. But I'm telling you, plane loads of people by the thousands come in to Mecca. So they get into this small space. People fall down, older.
And Saudi Arabia doesn't do a great job keeping people safe. It's like, you're a rich country. You can be out there helping these people who have maybe never traveled before. I mean, you don't know what you're getting it with, you know, when people come for religious reasons like this.
And the crowds panic, and then, you know, more of the same sort of thing goes on. So it's really a difficult... But I'm wondering why, because this has been going on for centuries, not the people flying in there, but going to Mecca as part of a serious religious experience. And again, very interesting that it happens at the same time. Don't you find it fascinating? These religions that are so much at each other, the Jewish religion, the Muslim religion, an example, their holidays all are about at the same time. Notice that? Their important dates, the most important day in the Jewish calendar was this past Tuesday, Wednesday, Yom Kippur. Same day that the pilgrimage to Mecca is supposed to start. I don't think there are any Christian. Is it, am I missing something in the Christian faith? No, but when you move closer to Christmas and Easter time.
Our holiest time is Easter, yes.
Yeah, and there's an important month.
Passover is.
Passover is that time, and there I forget what it's called, the Muslim religion, but the same thing goes on then. And then you start to think, well, we have a lot of things in common. Hello, yes. So why are you fighting all the time about the nonsense that separates you instead of celebrating how wonderful it is that you all have these recognition events at the same time? It's really kind of foolish, isn't it, when you get right down to it? And so anyway, that's my read on that. May be the most important thing. All the other stuff is, in my mind, this is the situation in the Middle East with ISIS and how much focus there is on the Russians going into Syria, setting up a base, yada, yada. I think it's so transparent that these things are a part of whatever the political reality is today, but not in the long term. I also found it interesting this week, New York City schools closed for the Muslim holiday. This is the first time that I have ever seen, any of you have any recognition factor here? First time I've ever seen public schools closed for a Muslim holiday. Jewish holidays, yep, but the Muslim holiday? The Feast of the Sacrifice, by the way, is how you, the trip to Mecca, built around the feast of for the sacrifice or of the sacrifice. But is this a... it was the same day as Yom Kippur. Schools closed anyway for Yom Kippur in New York and most every other place. And here in my town, they're closed.
Yeah, closed here too.
Yeah.
Not when I went to school.
No, I know, it's new. It actually, I think it started because my mom's been a teacher, and it seemed to have started like in the early 2000s, maybe. That's when they started observing Jewish holidays.
When you talk about Muslim or the Jewish holidays?
Jewish holidays.
When I was teaching school, they were, and that was in the 70s, 60s and 70s, we closed on the Jewish holidays.
Huh.
I think there were three of them a year, at least two. And it was the thing that the teachers objected to was right after school started. Hey, we go to school for a week, and then we close school down again. It's like what they say today. You start school before Labor Day, and then you slow down for the Labor Day weekend, start school up again, Jewish holiday, close it down again. What the heck's the point? Wait till all the holidays are over and start school then. And I think there's something to that, frankly. Seems foolish, because it's hard enough, especially with as hot as it has been in late August and early to mid-September around many areas in the country. How do you get kids to focus? Most schools don't have air conditioning. Schools in L.A. have air conditioning in them?
They do now, yeah.
All of them?
I don't know if all of them do, but I know
really?
A majority do. When I was going to school, we didn't have air conditioning,
no.
And it was hot.
Kenny, do you have air conditioning in the schools where you went?
Yes.
Did you?
Lucky.
Yeah, North Carolina, yeah.
Wow. Huh. We didn't have it here in Framingham. I didn't have any air conditioning schools. And there aren't any air conditioning schools now, even. Although
it was so funny. You know, I went to Alamany High School, which got knocked down during the Northridge earthquake. And so after the earthquake, before that, most of our rooms were not air conditioned. Some of them had some weird little units in there that would just make it humid. But when we got after the earthquake, they had the trailers, which were all air conditioned. And that was awesome because you'd always pray that your classes were in these stupid like modular classrooms just because it would be so much cooler. I think now all the classrooms out here, though, everyone I've been to lately has got real air conditioning.
What do you suppose that costs?
Air conditioning? Oh, yeah. It's expensive. I know what the quote is for my house. It was $17,000.
Yes. Woo! To have it air conditioned?
Yep.
Wow.
Guess who doesn't have air conditioning?
All right. One of the other things that I think is interesting to note, you may or may not have seen the study that shows something good for a change about what's going on the planet. You may remember earlier on in the Obama administration, there was a move afoot by members of the EPA and the USDA to shut down, and maybe this is still going on, when you look at the ludicrous attitude the government has toward farmers, our family farmers in America. The president said he wanted to stop farming on 50,000 acres and plant trees. But what he didn't know is that there are more trees in America now than there ever have been, ever.
Hmm.
More trees, not only here, but there are more trees on Earth. There are 3 trillion trees growing at this moment on the Earth. Do you know that? 7 times more than scientists previously thought. 3 trillion trees. That's really cool when you think about it. And think of the ramifications. All of this hoopla about protecting the environment. With all those trees, the production of oxygen is way up. So think about that. I was going to say, put that in your pipe and smoke it, but I don't want you to smoke it.
Yeah, don't do that.
Barry Gettler joins us in a moment. It's 43 past the hour on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Author Ransom Riggs' latest novel, Library of Souls, is the third book in the New York Times best-selling Miss Peregrine's Peculiar Children series. We spoke with him about his new book and the wildly successful young adult novels.
I don't think that young adult literature is something that can only be enjoyed by young adults. You just look at some of the classics of American literature, like The Catcher in the Rye and Huck Finn and, you know, Tom Sawyer. And there's so many books that concern teenagers, but which have themes that resonate for everyone. In retrospect, Miss Peregrine is definitely a young adult book. By happy accident, that's what I wrote. But going into it, I wasn't specifically aiming for the young adult section of the bookstore. I just happened to write a story with a teenage protagonist and, you know, about a lot of teenagers. A coming-of-age story. Then again, there are a lot of coming-of-age stories which for some reason don't get marketed as young adult books. It's just a choice the publisher makes. But I am so glad that this ended up in the young adult section of the bookstore because I have net the best people, the best fans, my fellow YA authors. They're such an amazing community, and I have gone out and read a lot of their books now, and it's so wonderful. I did this sort of by accident, but I feel like it's the happiest place in publishing right now, and not just because a lot of people are buying the books, but because we are really a sort of supportive community. It's like a safe place.
That's Ransom Riggs, the New York Times best-selling author of Library of Souls, the third novel of Miss Peregrine's Peculiar Children, which has just been released. Insight Daily Radio.
Hi, here he is, the number one champion of you believing in you. Uri Geller is here. His website, URIGELLER, urigeller.com, full of things that will help you make you better. The king of positive thinking. Uri's on his way to Germany to present another one of his lectures, which he's world famous for as a motivator. Many people think he's a paranormalist. I wondered if you were inspired by this London development on the south bank of the Thames. It seemed to me when I saw this, it's called a sky pool, this 10-story high glass pool suspended between two apartments. I wondered how close that was to that place that you took me to, the apartment complex in Waterloo, where...
Very, very close, Doug. You know, London, although 10 million people live in London, but it's an amazing city because I walk everywhere. Mm-hmm. Definitely along the Thames, the river is gorgeous, beautiful, especially on a nice day. But yes, there are incredible buildings going up in London. For instance, there is a building called the Shard. If you just Google on Shard, you will see it looks like a needle. Very, very high. I don't know, I think 48 floors. Of course, in America, you've got much taller buildings, but mm-hmm. the architecture is unusual. And, you know, there was a big controversy with Prince Charles because I think that at some stage, Prince Charles was against very modern buildings that kind of spoil the look and the cultural look mm-hmm. and the history of London. But hey, you know, modern times, we are living in modern times and things change. And I think that today's architecture lets you live in a cleaner environment. Now, let me just jump to Tokyo, to Japan, because in Japan, that is so astonishing because every different building is so amazingly looking, so modern, mm-hmm. Stainless steel, granite. They have lots of granite in Japan. Stainless steel and glass in, you know, together, almost glued together seamlessly in thousands and thousands of buildings all over Tokyo. So it's just a thrill to walk downtown Tokyo. The architects of Japan are just mind-blowing.
Yeah, I know you have been important there. Your career, a lot of your career, has not been built around, but certainly focused on the Japanese because they tend to love you and your message. And I wonder if that has something to do, along with what you're just saying about the architecture, with the sort of post-World War II era where everything was rebuilt. And I wonder if their thinking changed a lot because they were so dependent on the leadership, if you will, of the emperor. That seems to all have changed, and they're looking for some other form of inspiration. I wonder if you didn't provide that.
Well, you know, in a strange or maybe indirect or subliminal way, I did, because my first show in Tokyo was on Tokyo Tower in the middle of Tokyo. It looks like the Eiffel Tower, where I bent a golf club for the first time in my life.
Really?
And then, they were connected to big baseball stadiums full with tens of thousands of people holding bent cutlery and watches that started ticking. It was a mass hysteria all over Japan. But there, I smile because I'm now traveling with five golf clubs to every lecture I go because it's a must to see how I just melt a golf club.
You don't, golf clubs? I've never seen you play golf. You playing golf now?
No, I bend the golf
club. Just bending the clubs.
Ah. Yeah, in the inspirational talk that I will be giving in Nuremberg tomorrow, and that's in front of, I think,
so how much more? This is something that people ask all around the world. I'm going to ask it because I've seen you bend spoons, bend keys, that sort of thing. Does it take more energy to bend something bigger, like a golf club, than it does to do a key or a spoon?
Yes. I need thousands of people or kids, children, have this heightened power of the mind. And they are, you know, in Tokyo, I remember, we were going back 45 years ago, there were kids that were kind of holding the golf club and then it melted in their hands. So, indeed, the thicker the metal, the more energy I need, the more time it takes. But to 10,000 people tomorrow, there's no doubt in my mind that they will, the golf club will just give away and melt and bend.
Mm-hmm. And isn't it interesting that we are in a collective here with Germany, Japan where you're big, Germany where you're big. You can't help but think of the parallel back to World War II and wondering whether people in these countries aren't looking for some different, or have maybe they found a different way of thinking about what goes on with them that's important and what motivates them. The positive thinking world is better off because of Uri Geller, who's here with us on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Greg Stephan, Good Day program. How do you do? Jennifer Horn and Kenny and I have Kim Gerritsen with us.
I'm chuckling a little, Dougie.
Another technologist. Why are you chuckling?
And this is not quite technology, but almost. But I just, shiny penny syndrome.
Yes.
Did you know that the Volkswagen CEO who just got out is named Michael Horn? That's my dad's name. Okay, back to you in the studio.
No, I didn't know that, but thank you.
Is that crazy? Michael Horn resigns and he didn't tell me?
Yeah. I would like to, it's interesting, Kim Gerritsen, who is a tech, kind of a geeky tech. I think, what did I say? You were technologically enhanced, I think, the last time you were here, right?
That's right.
Yes.
If you're going to be enhanced, it should be around technology.
Absolutely.
That's not the only place.
Yeah. And you don't need shots for that. Or a pill for it either. Anyway, what I find charming about Kim is his ability to come up with ways that are practical to help you figure out how to run some of the simple technology that's part of your life. Or maybe what we should do is get them to go to our studio and figure out some of the technical hoo-has that are going on there. At any rate, we're going to give you a couple more ways that you can help fix your own problems. And then perhaps we'll have, if we have time, for a new discovery. You'll be excited about that, too, coming up next year on Good Day.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Now is the time to save on hardwood and more at Lumber Liquidators' End of Summer Clearance Sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on solid pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents. 3/4-inch solid pre-finished maple for $1.99, plus $1 off Bellowin Brazilian Cherry and Koa Hardwood. Get 10 to 15% off all Morningstar Bamboo. American and European laminate for 49 cents and 24-month special financing. Hurry, the End of Summer Clearance Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Walmart can help you stay one step ahead of flu season. Because at Walmart, you can get your flu shot anytime from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. And while you're in the store, pick up Lysol disinfecting wipes and Lysol disinfectant spray that actually kill cold and flu viruses and antibiotic-resistant bacteria. These are steps you can take right now at Walmart to help prevent the flu from getting to you.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply. Use all products as directed.
All right, so Kim Garrettson here with us on Good Day, the technologically enhanced Kim Garrettson, who has, among other things, helped us understand how we can fix our own problems with gadgets that are out of warranty. He introduced us to iFixit.com, to RepairClinic.com, to Fixia.com. Now comes iCracked.com. Is this to sort of overview those people who just crack up because they can't? They're so frustrated with technology. So is that what that's about? What do we have? What do we find at iCracked.com?
So we talked about fixing gadgets. You know, sometimes the screen on your phone cracks. How do you get that fixed? Lots of resources at that site and the other sites you mentioned for getting your gadgets fixed versus built-in obsolescence that we talked about. The manufacturers don't make it easy for you to figure out how to fix stuff. So lots of volunteers and people and videos, et cetera, at these resources online to figure out how to get your stuff fixed.
All right. iCracked.com, then RepairCafe.org. That's another volunteer-driven expertise site.
Yes. They have meetups all over the country where volunteers show up. You show up with your broken stuff, and these volunteers will help.
So I go someplace.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't that neat? Yeah.
Meet the geeks and have the geeks advise.
So this
you.
Is like a free geek squad.
That's it.
In a sense.
Exactly. Right.
These are kind of good things. I wonder if they can fit, but you have to bring it to them. They won't come to you. So if I have a problem, let's say, with some of the stuff, I always have problems with my computers and stuff when I'm at my West Coast home. And I wonder, I get people to come to the house, but I wonder if these people would be better because it's hard to find people that are any good anymore.
Well, you might meet somebody at one of these meetings who would take some money to come out to your...
Yeah, I don't want to do it for nothing. I just want to get the stuff fixed right. And the more ideas you have around it, it seems to me, the better. All right, we'll post some of this information. Good to have you here, Kim. Always appreciate your input. Technologically enhanced Kim Garrettson here on Good Day.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.